pure know the 8 steps of yoga. That is, every child in India would know the 8 steps of yoga. Yam, Niyam, Asam, Pranayam, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana. Let us talk of the second step, Niyam. What does the sutra say about Niyam? The yoga of action leading to union with the soul is fiery aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishwara. It means nothing, absolutely. It has no meaning for us. It has practically no meaning for us. And we stop at Niyam. And there is no possibility for us to even think about Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. See what is required of you. Fiery aspiration. What you have done in the last couple of years, you should have done in 5-6 minutes. That should be called fiery aspiration. And the next step is, if absolutely impossible, spiritual reading. Sorry, 241. Page 241. And finally, devotion to Ishwara. These are vague words for us at this stage of our life. All three are absolutely vague words because we have done nothing to put our first step on the subject side of life. Begins on page 239. It begins on page 239. First sutra says in book 3, the attainment of spiritual consciousness is rapid for those whose will is intensely alive. What is spiritual consciousness? When your present state of awareness, when your present state of awareness is improved. To a very great extent, then we are on the verge of understanding spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is another word for divine fragment, also spiritual consciousness is another word for divine fragment also. The attainment of spiritual consciousness a human being minus the spiritual consciousness, a human being minus the spiritual consciousness, that means minus divine fragment or soul, whatever you might call it. That means this body. It can never attain to the state of spiritual consciousness. This body can never attain to the stage of spiritual consciousness. If spiritual consciousness is divine fragment of Atma, then whatever best this body-brain system can do is be in communication. The maximum this body-brain system can do is to be in communication. Book 3 begins, whatever we may have read, whatever we may have heard, whatever we may have visualized about soul, about Atma, about the end fragment, we can set aside, because all this has been hearsay and not experience. Now the sutra is talking about communication with divine fragment. If this body brain system can put up communication with the divine fragment, with the spiritual consciousness within, then we can go further with Book 3. As I've just pointed out to you, niyama is so difficult that it has remained only as words, spiritual reading, devotion to Ishvara, and the first point is intense activity. Your 6, 7, 8 years work that you have done should have been done in the last 5 minutes. Intense application. See, time and again I have told you, sometimes a bit harshly, but I don't want to hurt you. These sutras will remain words only. All the magnificent possibilities will remain only spiritual fiction. You have to do something, and something quickly, if you want to put in practice the sutras from Book 3 onwards. Very seriously. The sutra points out to those who begin yoga from a very early and tender age. You see what it means? Put a full stop to most of you. I'm sorry, but I have put, in other words, a full stop to most of you. The first line reads what? This sutra points to those who begin yoga from a very early and tender age. Why? Because they must have spent a good number of their incarnations on the path already. Then only they can begin yoga at a very tender age. If you have to compensate this and begin at 30, 40, 50, 60, can you imagine what more you have to put in? Not only reap the fruits of the earlier hard work in previous lives, am I clear? Such persons not only reap the fruits of the earlier hard work in previous lives, but are intent and serious to reach moksha in this. Their absorption is intense. I just told you that what you have done in the last few years, you should have been able to do in the last 5 minutes. Their absorption is intense. Their non-attachment is natural. They begin as advanced disciples or as those who have arrived. The others, make note of this, the others begin somewhere, somehow in life. Am I clear? Do I read again? The others begin somewhere, somehow in life. Do you want to begin somewhere, somehow in life? Today you have come to a crossroads. If you want to understand and digest book 3 and onwards, this is very important to understand. Would you begin somewhere, somehow in life? Or would you like to compensate for all the years that have gone between your tender age and your present age? How much more hard work you should be ready to put in. If some of you think, I will take the bhakti path. Okay, take it. Even then, to begin at a tender age, you should have started 30, 40 births earlier, your bhakti. And if you are doing it now for the first time, you have to compensate for all the hard work you should or would have done by now. You have come to this critical point in your life. A critical point in life when you decide, I will die doing it. Or turn your back and say, next time. You have come to that critical stage now. Then you have to take one of the two decisions. I will die doing it. I will try in the next point. One of the two decisions you have to take. And don't keep on plodding somewhere, somehow. Here to discourage you, neither I want to encourage you unnecessarily. You have to learn the technique of walking on thin ice. without falling. This is the physical sake. So for your sake and my sake, make your decision. If you make the decision, I will die doing it, continue with me. If you honestly make the decision, it's too much for me. Then turn your back. This is not a simple yoga class. I'm not interested in some asanas and some pranayama, which you could very easily come, do, please me, please yourself and go home. This is not a normal yoga school. Make up your mind, come to a firm decision, be honest with yourself and also with me, and take your very difficult, critical decision. I'm not asking you to tell me now what your decision is. Go home. Think honestly. Again and again. Whether you will be able to put in what you are required to put in. Your six refining, your three step rhythmic breathing, they, of course, they'll make you much better human beings. There's no question. The three-step rhythmic breathing and the six refining exercise make you very fine, suitable human beings. If you decide in your next birth to start early. But it is not enough here. It is like a hope of friendship, small plane trying to go into space. It will go 12,000 feet, it will fly at 15,000 feet, and it will come down. So, your structure, which is equivalent to a folk of friendship small plane, if you want to go into space, make up your mind. Make up your mind. Whether you'll be content to fly from here to there, or you would like to go into space. That critical, final decision you take at home. I'm not questioning your sincerity. I'm not questioning